Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, coming to you from Carson City, we have Assemblyman Pat Hickey, plus on the Power Pundit panel, Stacy Woodbury, Ernie Adler, and Steve Robinson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Assemblyman Pat Hickey. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Nice to be here, Sam.
As the session winds down, now you have said that you're not going to run again. Is that a decision that's really made?
No, you know, it's not entirely cast in stone. I'll make that decision later. I've certainly contemplated that I may not. Things can always change. So at the end of the session, you ask anybody if they're going to run again, and the answer is probably no.
Okay, you've been in a fascinating position, perhaps not for you, but for the rest of us who observe things. And, you know, at one point you were going to be the leader, and then things changed. This puts you in a really interesting position where you can say pretty much whatever you want. You know, as you watch this session go through, you have, you know, obviously the control on the Senate side, on the Republican side, are moderate Republicans. I think most people would consider you to be a moderate Republican. How do you feel things are working in the Assembly caucus at this point in time as we head very quickly towards the close, we think?
Well, the caucus is more or less settled into a pattern of not discussing all that many things in the deeper philosophical sense. So in that regard, it's not all that polarized and not all that raucous as people thought it is going to be. I think, you know, for the new people, regardless of their ideological bent, you learn about the process, and I think by the time that you get to this point, you have a lot more respect for how complex it really is, regardless of people's philosophical views.
As you look at the tax situation, obviously the governor made the proposal. The assembly, the AA plan came out. Do you think that the Connect Jim Wheeler plan is going to get any kind of hearing, or is it too late for that?
Well, it had a hearing, in fact, in taxation. The problem with that is a big part of their so-called savings is predicated upon local governments significantly reducing their PERS contributions. And again, practically speaking, that's not going to happen and can't happen very easily.
And one of the major reasons is that the unions would make sure that whoever voted for that would not come back.
Well, not only that, I mean, they're already
collectively
bargained. There's contracts. You just can't do things quickly. You know, I've been a conservative columnist before, and I've been with the conservative think tank NPRI as their editor years ago when I left the legislature the first time. So it's easy to come down from on high with ideas that they're going to save the state without spending any more money. But in the real mix of things, even reforms cost money, like school choice and the expansion of charter schools. So it's never as simple as ideologues think it's going to be.
What do you think about what appears to be a fact here, that the community colleges are going to take another hit this time around?
Well, I'm not so sure in the end that they will end up taking that hit. There's a number of us, myself included. I've taught at Western Nevada College. I'm very supportive and sympathetic of what Great Basin or any of them do. After all, we've all been saying, the governor included, they have to be the engine for the new workforce that's going to fuel and supply the Teslas and the Switches of the world. So I think when all's said and done, I believe, and I certainly hope, we're going to find the money to bridge those budget gaps for Western Nevada and Great Basin.
What do you think about the whole situation with the power company and the solar companies? That's been quite a battle this session, and it looks like it's heading towards the PUC being the arbiter of whether a cap gets lifted or not.
You know, to be honest, Sam, I don't serve on the Commerce and Labor Committee like I have in the past. If I did, I think I'd understand the issue a lot more. But alternative energies and trying to ultimately get off the grid is something that is probably good for entrepreneurial capitalism and maybe good for the public's bottom line in terms of rates going forward. So we're probably moving in that direction. Whether they can budge the bureaucratic powers that be with NV Energy and others in at the end of a short session remains to be seen. I'm interested in the issue. I just need to learn more about it.
I've got the Uber app on my phone, but I haven't had a chance to use it yet here in the state of Nevada. Am I going to get to use it before I go to D.C. next time?
I think you will. I think the real test is going to be to what degree we're going to not only allow them, but regulate them to a certain degree. And with that, I agree. I mean, I want to make sure, as a customer of any transportation company, Uber or cabs, that the drivers and their vehicles are insured, that there are some regulations in place regarding background checks and
right,
other things.
Right, but you know that this is a $40 billion company that's operating all over the world. It's not just a local deal.
Oh, I know. And when you hear from people from the rurals and even suburban parts of Las Vegas, it seems there's a real niche and a need there. So I think it is a tech industry of the future, and I think we will pass it.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pat Hickey when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Assemblyman Pat Hickey. The retailers put out a poll, said that 48% plurality of voters are in favor of using the existing business tax system and increasing existing taxes to fund education reform, while a third of voters favor setting up a whole new tax system to fund education improvements. The remaining 18% have no opinion on the issue. How does a poll like this play in the building, and especially with less than 2 weeks to go?
Well, for some of us who happen to be business owners like myself, it doesn't tell me anything that I don't already know or suspect, and that is, if you ask people, would you rather pay a new tax as compared to an existing or an older one, they're going to stick with what's tried and true. In the case of the modified business tax, business owners are accustomed to paying it, and it's fairly simple to calculate. Now, the broader question there, with the broader tax that's being suggested by Governor Sandoval, is are we at the point when we have to broaden that base of people that actually pay it, because technology and other things are actually minimalizing and reducing the number of employees that companies have. Right. So if our tax is thought to be based on just headcounts of employees, it's probably not something that's going to serve us well for the long period.
Gaming has been fairly quiet. Publicly, at least, through this session. What have they been saying privately?
They haven't been saying that much. Maybe they're taking a page from mining last session in question two during the last election, where they did nothing and said something and came away pretty safe as a result of it. Again, the public in the RAND poll would always think to tax gaming more. Their arguments are that gaming's not what it once was, never will be the golden goose that gaming once was. But in the end, a good tax to me, there's not really a good tax, but a good plan is one where everybody has a problem with it. I found that in my wine bill. Everybody was mad about what passed, but we did pass something that, when all said and done, people are fairly happy.
Briefly explain what it was, because that was quite a success. That was quite a battle.
Well, I mean, it seemed, there's never a simple solution to things. It just seemed like if we removed the population cap and wineries could take place in Washoe County and, the East Valley out here and other places, or in Mesquite down in Clark, that would be the simple thing to do. But then you have existing wineries in some of the rural areas that have concerns and want to be protected. You also have our three-tiered distribution system in the liquor industry that wants to continue to be relevant and get their piece of the pie. So legislation usually ends up being something that placates and gets each of those persons to feel like they got something out of the deal.
What do you think about the marijuana policy project incorporating the three-tier system into their initiative petition, which really surprised me, because that's only going to increase the cost to the consumer and make things much more complicated for the growers and the retailers?
Again, frankly, not being in that committee, I hadn't heard about that. The promise of many is that marijuana, if we legalize it recreationally, the state is going to be a boom to education funding.
Take Sega Bloom says to tourism.
To tourism and make us the Amsterdam of the Western American world. I'm not so enthusiastic about that. When I visit the Venetian, I'd rather it not smell like the pot party that happened there the night before.
Well, hopefully they will have walled-off areas like they do for cigarette smoking.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it was interesting, you were talking about gaming not being the engine it was before. But the reality is that the gaming industry has completely revolutionized itself in Las Vegas, and that's spreading to other parts of the world, you know, Singapore, Macau, where it's, you know, 30%, maybe 35% is gaming, but 65% is everything else. So they have become retailers. They have become nightclub proprietors. They have become restaurateurs and people who put on very expensive shows. If you want to go see the best shows in Vegas, they're running $300 a ticket from Mariah Carey, and a lot of people are saying, really? But you know, they are going to be paying all different kinds of taxes. So they are still a big driver.
Well, they certainly are. And you know, I threw out the suggestion earlier on that we might think about sales tax increase for the part of the school account, the LSST, as it's called, the local school district account, because much of that money that's paid into those along the strip and those entertainment venues are in fact from tourists and persons outside of the state. I'm not sure that's going to be in the final mix, but it does reflect the new reality.
Okay, so quickly here, we got about 30 seconds. You sponsored an unsuccessful bill in 2011 to move the primary to September from its current date in June. What are your thoughts?
So therefore, I'm not supporting the idea of a primary in February, so that when you know, the Christmas carolers show up, you're going to give them cookies and they're going to give you a campaign brochure. Not a good idea.
And you know, because all of us broadcasters are hungry, and we could use a whole year-long campaign. But I think the public will kill us.
I think the public would kill you. The mute buttons on the television station will be totally worn out. They'll not watch anything anymore in fear of too many political commercials.
I'm thinking of talking to Uber about coming up with a non-muting signal that we can just pass out. Pat Hickey, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Whatever happened to the family phone? The one that kept everyone connected. Say hello to Vonage, the home phone service for today, with more ways to stay connected than ever before. With Vonage, you can talk all you like for just $9.99 a month. And when you really need your family, a single call rings at home and on two smartphones, so someone's always there for you. You can also use our smartphone app to call the U.S. over Wi-Fi from anywhere in the world for free. And with a simple swipe, you can block unwanted callers for good. So you get to spend time with the people you care about, instead of the people you don't. Switch to Vonage during our extended sales event and get our best offer ever. $9.99 a month for a full year. Plus, receive everything you need to get started free. That's $119 value. Call or go online today. Hurry, don't miss this offer.
Call 1-800-970-1585 or go to buyvonage.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Ernie Adler is here, the former state senator. Stacey Woodbury is president of Appearances LLC. And Steve Robinson, senior advisor at R&R Partners. And Steve, you and I were having a conversation last night, and you said things are really starting to heat up. But what direction are they heating up in?
Hopefully decision-making time. I heard a lot of discussions on why decisions can't be made up to this point.
For example?
Waiting for the Economic Forum to make its forecast, getting something final from the governor in terms of a compromise, and I think we'll see that today. And they'll have time to digest that, and then it will be time to make some decisions.
Now, we're taping this at dark 100 hours. By the time it airs, it'll be midday. So can you share with us what the governor's compromise might be?
Oh, I don't know all the elements. I think it's been reported, though, that it'll be a broader tax that'll have some of the elements of the Armstrong Anderson element, which would raise the MBT, the modified business tax, to some extent. And then a new commerce tax that would raise additional revenue, principally from corporations that in the past may have large revenues, billion-dollar corporations, but they may only have a handful of employees in the state. Those folks and those corporations would be asked to participate in the tax system with the rest of us.
Stacy, if it's got a gross receipts component, do you think that it's still going to go through?
I think how they frame the argument is going to be really important. But I think one of the big differences that we've seen is that there will be that step, unlike the ballot measure, where once you hit the $1 million cap, it went clear back to zero. There will be that exemption, hopefully, and that will help it be an easier pill to swallow.
Ernie, you've been an observer of this process for a long, long time. When we come down to the end here, is it really any different than every other session?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different because I think the governor's office is really working to try and put together a vote package, a number of people on their side. They're making trades and doing everything they can to be able to count that two-thirds vote to pass the tax package. So I think they're working a lot harder than I've seen governors work in the past to get something passed.
Can you share any of those trades that are going on?
Well, a lot of them are just little things for people within their districts and so forth.
All right, there are a couple of issues that came up are kind of interesting, just off the wall here. The execution chamber. We haven't had an execution in Nevada in a decade. Why would we spend $1 million? But then the majority leader in the Senate says, hey, but the current execution chamber we have is not ADA compliant. It's one of those crazy things.
It is, and I was one of those that observed an execution. I think it was the last one that occurred here. And because of the frequency or the infrequency, it really, and just the shortage of revenue, it does bring up the issue, is it worth it? And I think that's part of what they're wrestling with.
Yeah, Stacy, I mean, it just seems like an awful lot of money.
It is an awful lot of money, and it's an expensive thing to maintain for the very infrequent amount of time that it's being used. But as long as we have that provision and we have people working their way up through the system, I don't know how you don't remain prepared for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend the money. I mean, you've got community colleges that are about ready to go bust because they're not fully budgeted and so on and so forth.
They're going to get less.
And they're going to get less, so I wouldn't spend the money. That's just
$1 million, and I've
handled death penalty cases. So
it's a drop in the bucket.
Well,
it doesn't really help those problems.
Well, yes, but at the same time, I mean, $1 million is still $1 million. One of the things that has blocked up my email for the last 6 months has been Common Core. It looks like Common Core is going to continue in the state of Nevada, Steve.
Oh, I think it is. I think the governor has indicated his continuing support for it. And in a lot of states, some of the governors, particularly Republican governors, have backed off. And I think there's also been an understanding that perhaps the way Common Core has evolved is a little different than the original intent. Tying the federal funding to it, for instance, bothers some people that would otherwise be for Common Core standards. And I think they're trying to fix that.
Stacy?
I think my frustration with Common Core has always been that what we were doing before was failing. It was failing our students. So I don't think we should do anything until we come up with a better plan. If we don't have a better plan in place, we need to try to fix what we have.
Okay, but the whole thing about this, and I moderated a debate on this, is that Common Core is basically about English and math. And the state really gets to set its own standards. You know, there's a lot of other things that are going on that I just don't think are connected, and I'm probably going to get a lot of mail about this, to Common Core. You know, these government conspiracies that float around it.
And I think standards have been way too low for a long time. I deal with exchange students from Taiwan and Korea, and, you know, we get kids in from Taiwan and Korea in Washoe County schools, and they have a C average in math in Korea, and they're the number one math student at one of our high schools. I mean, there's such a huge difference between what we're teaching kids and what other countries are that we really need to start paying attention.
I got to interview Margaret Spellings when she was Secretary of Education. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about No Child Left Behind. And she said, you know, because there was a big brouhaha about that. And she said, this is the minimum that we should be teaching, not the maximum. Interesting, but the debate goes on. Thank you all very much, especially for getting up this early. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Not leaving town for Memorial Day? Well, then celebrate in style at R.C. Willie's Memorial Day sale.
Take advantage of store-wide savings, including TVs and electronics. This sharp 40-inch smart TV is only $349. You'll also save on name-brand appliances. Washers are as low as $299, and refrigerators are as low as $399. Plus, this outdoor chair is only $12 with purchase. Don't miss one of our biggest events of the year. R.C. Willie, your home, your way.
The 14th annual Run Amucka is a weekend full of non-stop biker fun, and this year will be hotter than ever. Free concerts every night, plus a biker show, poker run, burnouts, and of course, the traditional burning bike. Don't miss out on the bike raffle to win a beautiful brand new 2015 Harley-Davidson Road King. Tickets are only $20 and available at multiple locations. That's May 22nd through the 24th. It's the 14th annual Run Amucka. See you there.
Want fast and affordable internet? Switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. Choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less. Their best prices ever. Hi.
What? $29.95?
Mm-hmm. That can't be right.
That does seem low. It's right. Trust me.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
For just $29.95 a month or less, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices at home and save on mobile data usage, all while using reliable, high-speed internet that works when and how you want it. I'm sorry, they're talking.
Oh, no, guys. $29.95.
I spend more on coffee every month. Right, okay. That's exactly what I said.
Call now to choose any internet speed up to 45 megs for $29.95 a month or less for 12 months with qualifying service and a one-year price guarantee.
Call an AT&T expert to switch today. You guys are switching right now, aren't you?
On our next broadcast from Carson City, Assemblyman Randy Kerner will join us. We'll see you then.